Today's 12-minute talk is going to be about using first focal plane scopes for hunting. I'm going to put 12 minutes on the clock and go.
For starters, before I even get started, I have ran polls for years on Facebook, Texas Predator Hunting, Texas Long Range Hunting, so on and so forth. And about 3 years ago, it was very much sided towards second focal plane optics being the most common and popular. Now, as of 2022, it was about half and half. Now, I'm running polls on multiple pages at this point and kind of just taking all that data and combining it. It's about half and half. People have really started utilizing the first focal plane optics for hunting type situations. Now, for myself, in a long range hunting scenario or a deer hunting scenario in general, because I tend to like to shoot a little bit further, 100% first focal plane is where I go to. I don't want to think about what power setting I'm on before I give it a specific wind hold. And I also like the options that are available nowadays in first focal plane optics. One in particular, the Leupold Mark V 3.6-18. One of my favorites. Now, I highly recommend if you're going to hunt with a first focal plane optic, you utilize a illuminated reticle, because today's first focal plane optics have really changed over the past several years. Is the reticle is almost, you can't even hardly see it in when it's on its lowest power setting unless it is illuminated. They do that to keep the reticle within a reasonable size on the higher power magnifications. Now, if you don't understand what any of this means, jump on YouTube, you know, find out what first focal plane and second focal plane means. In short, first focal plane, the reticle will grow as you zoom in and out. Second focal plane, the reticle stays the same size. Now, that's very much simplifying it, but that's really all you need to know. I tend to prefer a first focal plane optic for predator hunting on my more open country rigs or my nighttime rifle that I run clip-on night vision with. Now, most common scenarios, most people are going to be hunting within like 200-300 yard openings, and a second focal plane is going to be just fine. But if you are going to run a primary hunting rig with a first focal plane optic for predator hunting, definitely have a illuminated version of said optic, and it never hurts to have an offset red dot. You know, I'm super excited to see what new optics come out this year, Fitzy. Have you heard of any at SHOT Show new long range scopes or anything? Or?
The only one I've seen so far is the Leupold Mark V 2-10.
At first, I'm like, of course. But, you know, the more I thought about it, most people are putting freaking offset red dots on them.
Yeah.
So why not make it a 2-10? I kind of wish it was like at least a 2-15, but, you know, that's just maybe a nitpicky at this point.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, it kind of just seems like they cut off the objective of a Mark V 3.6-18.
Well, the nice thing is you maintain the super lightweight.
Yes, yes. It'll be super cool to see. I hope they don't put any stupid reticles in it.
It is Leupold. So what situations would you prioritize a first focal plane for hunting?
A large open country where longer range shots are going to be present.
Yeah.
You know, especially on a coyote, it's a much smaller target. So, and they're typically moving all the time. So if you're running a second focal plane optic, you have to be on a certain power range for your wind holds to be true. And coyotes really don't give you a whole lot of time most of the time on longer range shots to be sitting there checking things like that. You just dial the scope till it looks good, know your wind holds, and send it. Whereas a second focal plane, if you're not on the correct power setting or if you haven't mathed it properly, you're going to miss because your wind holds are wrong. That's, you know, that's, it's really geared around long range shooting.
Yeah.
If you're going to be shooting in 100 to 200 yard fields, you really don't need it.
Yeah, it seems like the old adage was always like, second focal plane is for hunting, first focal plane is for those weirdo tactical guys over there.
I mean, that's how it was all growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when I first looked through my first focal plane optic, I was like, this is stupid. Because I was already long range shooting, but I was long range shooting with lower power optics, like 12, no more than 16x, and I was just dialing all the way up. That was for target shooting though. And back then, the few that I looked through, I didn't see a whole bunch, but the few I looked through, like some early gin Bushnell, the long range, I don't remember what it was called. The reticle was ginormous on its highest power magnification. Now, I'm just like, because it wasn't illuminated, and they needed to have a usable reticle on the lower power. And I'm just like, this is stupid.
Well, it seems like, you know, if you were to be round the clock, you know, even 15, 20 years ago, your hunters are using duplexes and Boone and Crockett's, and, you know, the other guys are using stuff that has, you know, everything from ranging to these wind things to these, you know, way too complicated.
Yes.
And it seems like not necessarily that they're making better scopes in first or second focal plane. It seems like they're making smarter reticle options available these days where, oh, you know, a lot of the military reticles and MilDot, and it was these systems that they were essentially designed to teach people, like teach large groups of people how to shoot long range quickly with, like, you know, dedicated versus, like, I want a scope that I can throw in any gun and be able to shoot long range with it.
Are you trying to say that the Horus reticle isn't the best reticle ever made by man?
You know, yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, the extra thousand, or whatever, I'm kidding, $600 that charges you for if you want a Horus. But, you know, I think a lot of the guys who used the Horus and while they were in and then later became shooters outside of that realized also that the Horus kind of sucks.
It's really busy.
My wind dots.
It's very busy.
You know what really helps, though? You know what helps without having to have all these crazy wind dot complicated bullshit is not shooting with a 308 in the first place.
Oh, burn on all you people who like 308.
We jest, but we're kind of serious. It seems like, you know, manufacturers got, like, we've been seeing this emergence of, like, hunting is merging with tactical guys, is merging with, you know, competition bench rest guys or whatever. There's like this like little triangle that's happening where it's like everybody's now switching their methodologies, and it's all coming to this really good point where you do have really good first focal plane optics, but they're built smart with reticles. They're illuminated, so you don't have to worry about having a, you know, busy at max magnification. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like is there any situations you would advantage or say to go with a second focal plane?
Man, with the advent of LPVOs and them being first focal planes, it's hard for me to even, like, you know, promote a second focal plane anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Very particular predator hunting circumstances where you need a super fine illuminated dot, aiming dot for, like, fox or, you know, so, you know, stuff like that, within these shorter ranges. There's really no need to have a first focal plane at that point.
Yeah, it seems like it's more a consequence of what the second focal plane optics, like, just inherently, like, because of the design, they tend to be a little bit, you know, simpler.
Yeah.
And so it seems like it's not the reason why people are going with it, because it's second focal plane. It's all the other reasons and it happens to be second focal plane.
I mean, if your sole purpose in life is to shoot whitetail or coyotes 200 yards and in, there's really no need to have a first focal plane, with the exception of all the new really cool LPVOs.
Yeah.
That literally turn into a red dot on 1X, but you have a different aiming solution for 10X.
But, like, yeah, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, if you have a second focal plane and that is all you do, like, do you need something else? Probably not. But, no. Like, I mean, what does but need?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you should also think, like, that old tried and true second focal plane optic you've had for a grillion years, the glass quality is nothing compared to the glass you're getting nowadays. I mean, yeah, it may be good and it may be all that you've ever known and you're totally fine with it, but I assure you, if you get something newer, its low light performance is probably going to trump all over whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whether it be first focal plane or second focal plane.
Yeah. Are you telling me things have gotten better over time?
Things have gotten so much better over time. Glass nowadays, for lower money, you can get into just fantastic performing optics.
Yeah.
And then I'm not saying don't buy high-dollar optics. I have them all. All of them have gotten crazy good.
Yeah, what you can get for a few $100 these days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
I mean, once you get up to the higher cost points, you could definitely pick and choose like certain things, and you're definitely going to be in that great glass category. But for what you used to get for nothing, nowadays you can get some pretty good stuff, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah. I think you're going to start to see where, you know, there's been so many different optics for so long because it's like very niche specific, where it just, it becomes the point where it's like, this is just like the do it all option.
Yeah. This
like,
is the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't need anything else. This does everything you want it to and more. But, I was going to say one of the most important things is when it comes to anything optic related is learn the reticle.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, you know, I don't need no stinking marks on there. I just hold it where I know I want it to hit. And, you know, that's why everybody wanted these simple reticles, but it's like even the fairly simple ones these days, there's a lot of stuff to them. Just go on the manufacturer's website, just read it. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's tools in the tool chest. How are we looking on time, John?
You know, this is maybe we should have went with a you know, 10-minute talk or 9-minute talk. This is 12 minutes. No,
I have a lot of stuff I could say about this.
Oh, well, you got less than a minute.
Oh. How do I sum this up in a minute? But I mean, within the last minute, how do you think the whole BDX type systems, electronic reticles, and everything is going to change that?
I was going to say this is all going to be pointless and moot anyway because the robot's going to tell you where to hold. Actually, at some point, I'm sure the robot's just going to shoot. They're just going to hold probably. And shoot. And you'll just sit there and be like, "Man, look at that! Look at that 240-inch deer I just killed." And you're going to be like 500 miles away in your office cubicle while your robot dog hunts
playing the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think at a certain point,
digital reticles,
all of this becomes meaningless because I can just like hit a button and it just changes everything. So we're about to transcend this whole topic as a, yeah. This was a pointless video.
Probably.
It's redundant.
Look up, I guarantee you 5 years from now, people are like, remember when they used to shoot first and second focal
point? Oh. Oh, I mean, yeah. In my opinion, we were waiting on that. Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next time.